You got room over the shop, haven't you? Times is so hard once you rent it out.
People think it's haunted.
Haunted?
Yeah. No, to say they're wrong. You see, years ago, something happened out there. Something not very nice.
There was a barber and his wife, and he was beautiful. A proper artist with a knife, but they transported him for life, and he was beautiful.
Barker, his name was. Benjamin Barker.
What was his crime?
Foolishness.
He had this wife, you see, pretty little thing, silly little knit, had a chance for the moon on a string. Judge, you see, wanted her like mad. Every day sent her a flower. But did she come down from her tower? Sat out there and sobbed by the hour. Poor thing. Ah, but there was worse yet to come, poor thing. Well, Beadle calls on her all polite. Poor thing. Thing. The judge, he tells her, is all contrite. He blames himself for her dreadful plight. She must come straight to his house tonight. Poor thing, poor thing. Of course, when she goes there, poor thing, poor thing, they're having this ball all in masks. There's no one she knows there, poor dear, poor thing. She wanders tormented and drinks, poor thing. The judge has repented, she thinks, poor thing. Oh, where is Judge Turpin, she asks. He was there all right, only not so contrite. She wasn't no match for such craft, you see, and everyone thought it so droll. They figured she had to be daft, you see, so all of them stood there and laughed, you see. Poor soul, poor thing.
No! Would no one have mercy on her?
So it is you, Benjamin Barker.
No, not Barker. That man is dead. It's Todd now. Sweeney Todd. And he will have his revenge.